As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Foreword. I am passionate about old self-help writings, especially from the early 20th century. This work has been republished with my additional annotations and interpretations, adding timeless principles and explanations to illustrate its continued relevance today. I hope you find these insights valuable as you explore this classic text. My journey into self-help began in college when I stumbled upon Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. From that point on, I was hooked. For a long time, I thought something was fundamentally wrong with me. So I embarked on a 20-year quest to perfect myself. Spoiler alert. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. There were plenty of moments filled with misery and discomfort. Here's the thing about self-help books. They're only as good as the effort you put into applying their wisdom. Otherwise, they're just another bedtime story. Back then, I had a pretty negative view of the world and thought self-help was just another part of that negativity. But things started changing when I stopped doing the wrong things and started doing more of the right ones. There are no real secrets in self-help, no matter what the latest internet guru tries to sell you. The principles in these classic texts have stood the test of time for a reason. They work if you work them. So dive in, absorb the wisdom, and most importantly, put it to use. Let's explore these timeless teachings together and discover how they can still improve our lives today. Matt Santee, editor IQ Self LLC. Why As a Man Thinketh is still relevant today. Timeless Principles. In As a Man Thinketh, James Allen dives deep into the idea that our thoughts shape our character and consequently our lives. The core principle is simple but profound. A man is literally what he thinks. Just as a garden will flourish or wither based on the care it receives, our minds produce the fruits of our thoughts, whether they be sweet or bitter. This concept underscores the importance of cultivating positive, purposeful thoughts to lead a fulfilling life. It's about taking responsibility for your mental state, understanding that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Updated interpretations. Fast forward to today, and Allen's principles are more relevant than ever. Here's how. Mental health and well-being. In an age where mental health is finally getting the attention it deserves, Allen's emphasis on controlling one's thoughts aligns perfectly with modern practices like mindfulness and cognitive behavioral therapy. Personal development. The self-help industry thrives on the idea that you can change your life by changing your thoughts. Allen's work serves as an early foundational piece in this ongoing conversation. Entrepreneurship and career growth. In a world that celebrates innovation and resilience, the notion that our thoughts can drive our circumstances is empowering for anyone looking to forge their path in business or personal endeavors. Historical context. James Allen was a British philosophical writer, known for his inspirational books and poetry. Born in 1864 in Leicester, England, his life was marked by personal challenges and spiritual exploration. His father, an executive, was murdered when Allen was just 15, forcing him into the workforce to support his family. Despite these hardships, he remained committed to self-education and personal growth. Allen's writing stemmed from a desire to share insights gained from his struggles and readings. He profoundly believed in the power of thought to shape character and destiny. This belief became the cornerstone of his work, with As a Man Thinketh being his most famous piece. The book encapsulates his philosophy that our thoughts dictate the quality of our lives, a principle that resonated deeply in his time and continues to influence millions today. Allen wrote As a Man Thinketh in 1902, during a period of immense transformation. The Industrial Revolution had spurred rapid technological advancements and societal changes as people migrated from rural areas to cities in search of better opportunities. This era brought both innovation and social upheaval. Amid this backdrop, the self-help movement gained traction. People sought guidance to navigate modern life's complexities, creating high demand for literature that offered practical wisdom for personal growth. Allen's work fit perfectly into this cultural context, providing readers a sense of control amidst the chaos. His emphasis on the power of thought resonated with those facing the challenges of urbanization and industrialization, offering a path to inner peace and success through disciplined thinking, thought, and character. The aphorism, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," not only embraces the whole of a man's being, but is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstance of his life. A man is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. As the plant springs from, and could not be without, the seed, so every act of a man springs from the hidden seeds of thought, and could not have appeared without them. This applies equally to those acts called spontaneous and unpremeditated, as to those which are deliberately executed. Act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruits. Thus does a man garner in the sweet and bitter fruitage of his own husbandry. Thought in the mind hath made us. What we are by thought was wrought and built. If a man's mind hath evil thoughts, pain comes on him as comes the wheel, the ox behind. If one endure in purity of thought, joy follows him as his own shadow, sure. Man is a growth by law, and not a creation by artifice. And cause and effect is as absolute and undeviating in the hidden realm of thought as in the world of visible and material things. A noble and godlike character is not a thing of favor or chance, but is the natural result of continued effort in right thinking, the effect of long-cherished association with godlike thoughts. An ignoble and bestial character, by the same process, is the result of the continued harboring of groveling thoughts. Man is made or unmade by himself. In the armory of thought, he forges the weapons by which he destroys himself. He also fashions the tools with which he builds for himself heavenly mansions of joy and strength and peace. By the right choice and true application of thought, man ascends to the divine perfection. By the abuse and wrong application of thought, he descends below the level of the beast. Between these two extremes are all the grades of character, and man is their maker and master. Of all the beautiful truths pertaining to the soul, which have been restored and brought to light in this age, none is more gladdening or fruitful of divine promise and confidence than this. That man is the master of thought, the molder of character, and the maker and shaper of condition, environment, and destiny. As a being of power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of his own thoughts, man holds the key to every situation and contains within himself that transforming and regenerative agency by which he may make himself what he wills. Man is always the master, even in his weaker and most abandoned state, but in his weakness and degradation, he is the foolish master who misgoverns his household. When he begins to reflect upon his condition and to search diligently for the law upon which his being is established, he then becomes the wise master, directing his energies with intelligence and fashioning his thoughts to fruitful issues. Such is the conscious master, and man can only thus become by discovering within himself the laws of thought, which discovery is totally a matter of application, self-analysis, and experience. Only by much searching and mining are gold and diamonds obtained. And man can find every truth connected with his being if he will dig deep into the mine of his soul. He is the maker of his character, the molder of his life, and the builder of his destiny. He may unerringly prove this by watching, controlling, and altering his thoughts, tracing their effects on himself, others, and his life and circumstances, linking cause and effect through patient practice and investigation, and utilizing every experience, even the most trivial, as a means of obtaining self-knowledge, which is understanding, wisdom, power. Effect of thought on circumstances. Man's mind may be likened to a garden, intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild. Whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into it, an abundance of useless weed seeds will fall therein and continue to produce their kind. Just as a gardener cultivates his plot, keeping it free from weeds and growing the required flowers and fruits, a man may tend the garden of his mind, weeding out wrong, useless, and impure thoughts, while cultivating right, useful, and pure thoughts toward perfection. Through this process, a man discovers he is the master gardener of his soul, the director of his life, understanding the laws of thought and how they shape his character, circumstances, and destiny. Thought and character are one. As character manifests through environment and circumstance, a person's outer conditions harmonize with their inner state. Circumstances at any time are connected with vital thought elements within, indispensable for development, though not indicative of the entire character. Every man is where he is by the law of his being. His thoughts have brought him there, with life's arrangement devoid of chance, but a result of an unerring law. This applies to those out of harmony with their surroundings as well as those contented. Man learns and grows where he is. As he grasps the spiritual lesson in any circumstance, it passes away for new lessons. Realizing he is a creative power, not subject to outside conditions, man becomes the rightful master of himself. Circumstances stem from thought. Self-control and self-purification practitioners notice alterations in circumstances coinciding with mental changes. Every thought seed sown bears fruit, blossoming into act and bearing opportunity and circumstance. External circumstances align with internal thoughts, shaping both pleasant and unpleasant conditions for individual growth. Man reaps his harvest, learning from suffering and bliss. By following dominant desires, aspirations, thoughts, be they impure imaginings or high endeavor, a man realizes them in outer life conditions. Growth and adjustment laws prevail everywhere. A man does not come to the almshouse or the jail by the tyranny of fate or circumstance, but by the pathway of groveling thoughts and base desires. A pure-minded man does not suddenly fall into crime by external force. The criminal thought had long been fostered in the heart, waiting for the hour of opportunity to reveal its power. Circumstances do not make the man. They reveal him to himself. Vice and sufferings result from vicious inclinations, while virtue and happiness stem from cultivating virtuous aspirations. As the master of thought, man shapes and authors himself and his environment. At birth, the soul attracts conditions reflecting its purity, impurity, strength, and weakness throughout life's journey. Men attract what they are, not just what they want. Their deepest thoughts and desires manifest in their reality, whether foul or clean. Our self shapes our ends. We are both the captor and liberator of ourselves through our thoughts and actions. Fighting against circumstances implies rebelling against an effect while nurturing its cause within. This cause, whether conscious vice or unconscious weakness, hinders progress and necessitates remedy. People strive to better their circumstances, yet resist self-improvement, remaining bound. Only by embracing self-improvement, even through self-sacrifice, can one achieve their heart's desire, be it earthly or heavenly pursuits. Even those solely seeking wealth must be ready for personal sacrifices. A strong and balanced life requires even greater personal investment and self-development. Consider a wretchedly poor man who desires improved surroundings but avoids work, resorting to deception regarding his wages. Lacking understanding of prosperity's principles, he deepens his wretchedness through indolent and deceptive thoughts. Next, imagine a rich man suffering from disease due to gluttony. He seeks cures while unwilling to curb his gluttonous desires, hindering his path to health by neglecting fundamental principles of a healthy life. Then envision an employer using dishonest tactics to cut wages for larger profits, ultimately leading to bankruptcy and blaming external circumstances instead of acknowledging his role in his downfall. These cases illustrate how individuals, often unconsciously, shape their circumstances. Despite good intentions, conflicting thoughts and desires impede their goals. By examining the laws of thought within their own minds and lives, individuals can grasp how external facts alone do not suffice as a basis for reasoning. Circumstances are intricate, thoughts deeply ingrained, and happiness conditions vary widely among individuals. Judging a person's soul condition solely by external appearances is insufficient. Privations may afflict the honest, while dishonesty may bring wealth. Yet simplifying outcomes based on honesty or dishonesty alone is superficial. Deeper knowledge shows that each individual possesses virtues and vices, with consequences corresponding to their thoughts and actions. The honest man reaps the rewards of his integrity while enduring the repercussions of his vices. Similarly, the dishonest individual faces the consequences of their actions, both suffering and happiness being self-imposed. It is comforting to believe suffering stems from virtue. However, true understanding dawns when every impure thought is eradicated and every sinful stain cleansed from the soul. Only then can one discern that suffering results from good or bad qualities. Along the path to perfection, one encounters the great law, just and unwavering, rewarding good with good and vice versa. With this profound knowledge, one realizes past experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, were the rightful unfolding of their evolving self. Good thoughts yield good outcomes, while bad thoughts lead to unfavorable consequences, a universal principle akin to reaping what one sows in the natural world. Suffering originates from misguided thoughts, indicating disharmony with oneself and the fundamental laws of existence. Suffering acts as a purifying agent, eliminating impurities until purity prevails, nullifying suffering. Circumstances mirror mental harmony or discord. Suffering arises from inner disharmony, while joy arises from inner peace. True wealth lies in mental well-being, not material possessions. Poverty only equates to wretchedness when perceived as an unjust burden. Indigence and excess represent extremes of misery, both products of mental imbalance. A truly prosperous being exudes happiness and health, achieved through aligning inner harmony with external circumstances. A person matures when they cease complaint and seek the underlying justice governing their life. By embracing this justice, they refrain from blaming others for their situation, cultivating strong and noble thoughts. Instead of resisting circumstances, they utilize them as stepping stones for personal growth, unearthing latent powers and possibilities within themselves. The universe operates on the principle of law, not chaos. Justice is the essence of life, not injustice. And righteousness governs the spiritual realm, not corruption. By aligning oneself with these principles, one discovers that as they correct their thoughts, the universe responds in kind, transforming circumstances and relationships accordingly. This truth is evident in every individual and can be verified through introspection and self-analysis. Altering one's thoughts dramatically impacts material conditions. As thoughts crystallize into habits, and habits manifest as circumstances, negative thoughts lead to detrimental habits and adverse circumstances, while positive thoughts result in beneficial habits and favorable outcomes. For instance, bestial thoughts lead to destructive habits and dire circumstances, whereas pure thoughts cultivate virtuous habits and harmonious situations. Thoughts of fear and doubt breed weakness and failure, while courageous thoughts foster success and independence. Every thought, whether positive or negative, influences character and ultimately shapes one's circumstances. While individuals cannot directly control every aspect of their surroundings, they possess the power to choose their thoughts, indirectly shaping their reality. Nature responds to dominant thoughts, bringing forth opportunities aligned with one's mental focus, whether good or bad. Ceasing sinful thoughts attracts support and assistance, while discarding weak thoughts invites opportunities for growth and strength. Embracing positive thoughts ensures freedom from misery and disgrace. The world mirrors one's thoughts like a kaleidoscope, presenting an ever-changing reflection of the mind's contents in the form of life's experiences. So, you will be what you will to be. Let failure find its false content. In that poor word, environment, but spirit scorns it and is free. It masters time. It conquers space. It cows that boastful trickster chance and bids the tyrant circumstance uncrown and fill a servant's place. The human will, that force unseen, the offspring of a deathless soul, can hew a way to any goal, though walls of granite intervene. Be not impatient in delays, but wait as one who understands. When spirit rises and commands, the gods are ready to obey. Effects of thought on health and the body. The mind holds great influence over the body, commanding it to manifest the thoughts expressed, be they positive or negative. Unlawful thoughts can swiftly deteriorate the body, leading to illness and decline, while joyful and beautiful thoughts bestow youthfulness and vitality. Health and disease, like life circumstances, stem from thought patterns. Sickly thoughts materialize as bodily ailments, with fear alone capable of hastening death. Fearful individuals often succumb to the illnesses they dread. Anxiety weakens the body, paving the way for disease, while impure thoughts, even if unacted upon, can harm the nervous system. Positive, pure, and blissful thoughts fortify the body, fostering vigor and grace. The body, a responsive instrument, mirrors the thoughts imprinted upon it, with habits of thought yielding corresponding outcomes, whether beneficial or detrimental. Unclean thoughts breed impurity in the blood, emphasizing the importance of maintaining purity in thought for a clean life and body. Thoughts are the source of action and manifestation. Therefore, purifying the mind ensures purity in all aspects. Changing dietary habits proves futile without altering one's thoughts. A shift towards purity in thought eliminates cravings for impure substances and fosters cleanliness in both thought and action. Guarding the mind safeguards the body, with mental purity enhancing physical renewal and beauty. Negative thoughts corrode health and appearance, shaping expressions of malice, envy, and despair. Just as a well-ventilated room promotes a healthy home, joyful and serene thoughts nurture a strong body and radiant countenance. Wrinkles and expressions reveal the inner workings of the mind, with joy and goodwill leaving an indelible mark of tranquility and grace, contrasting with the furrows etched by passion and discontent. Righteous living cultivates a serene aging process, akin to the peaceful dusk of a well-lived life. Cheerful thoughts act as a potent healer of bodily ills, while goodwill serves as a balm for grief and sorrow. Dwelling on ill will and negativity constructs a self-imposed prison, while embracing positivity and finding goodness in all beings opens the door to peace and contentment. Living in harmony and goodwill toward others lays the foundation for inner peace and boundless tranquility, ushering in a state of profound serenity and abundance for the possessor. Thought and purpose. Intelligent accomplishment stems from purpose-linked thought. Allowing thoughts to drift aimlessly leads to vulnerability, to worries, fears, and self-pity, markers of weakness that pave the way to failure and unhappiness. A central purpose is vital to evade catastrophe and loss, demanding unwavering focus and dedication. A man must conceive a legitimate purpose and make it the focal point of his thoughts, whether spiritual or worldly. By concentrating thought forces on this purpose, avoiding distractions, he cultivates self-control and true concentration. Through recurrent failures, character strength is gained, establishing a foundation for future success and empowerment. For those unprepared for a grand purpose, dedicating themselves to faultless duty fosters resolution and energy, enabling the accomplishment of any task, recognizing weakness as a call for effort and practice. The weakest soul can embark on a journey towards divine strength through persistent exertion and growth. Just as physical weakness can be transformed into strength through training, weak thoughts can be fortified through right thinking. Purposeful thinking propels one into the league of those who view failure as a stepping stone. Harness all conditions, think boldly, act fearlessly, and achieve masterfully. A clear pathway to achievement should be mentally delineated, devoid of doubts and fears, which disrupt progress. Doubt and fear are impediments to knowledge and success, eroding power and purpose. Overcoming doubt and fear signifies triumph over failure, aligning every thought with strength and ensuring fruitful outcomes. Purpose-driven thought unleashes creative force, elevating individuals beyond wavering thoughts to conscious wielders of mental power. Fearlessly aligned with purpose, thoughts become transformative, ushering in a realm of heightened consciousness and intelligent utilization of mental faculties, the thought factor in achievement. All outcomes, whether achievement or failure, are a direct reflection of one's thoughts. In a just universe where equilibrium is paramount, individual responsibility reigns supreme. Weakness and strength, purity and impurity are self-derived, shaped by one's own thoughts and actions. Each individual's condition, suffering, and happiness stem from within, aligning with their predominant thoughts. A strong individual can aid the weaker only if the latter is willing to change and grow independently. Oppressors and oppressed individuals are intertwined in ignorance, mutually contributing to their afflictions. Perfect understanding recognizes the dynamics at play, condemning neither party, but extending compassion to all. Conquering weakness and shedding selfish inclinations liberates one from the roles of oppressor and oppressed, fostering freedom. Success and growth necessitate elevating thoughts above base desires, sacrificing animalistic tendencies for mental clarity and strategic planning. Progress demands sacrifice, and worldly success hinges on relinquishing lower impulses to focus on plans, resolution, and self-reliance. Elevated thoughts breed righteousness, magnanimity, and success, aligning with the universal principle that rewards virtue and integrity. Intellectual achievements stem from dedicated pursuit of knowledge and truth, while spiritual accomplishments arise from noble aspirations and purity of thought. Maintaining achievements requires vigilance, as complacency often leads to regression despite prior success. All achievements, whether material, intellectual, or spiritual, manifest through focused and directed thought governed by the same principles. Success is proportional to the sacrifices made, a willingness to forfeit much for significant gains. Thoughts wield immense power in shaping destinies. Arrogance, selfishness, and corruption can swiftly lead to downfall, underscoring the need for continuous vigilance to uphold victories achieved through right thinking. The path to accomplishment requires sacrifices commensurate with the desired heights. Little sacrifice yields little gain, while substantial sacrifice begets profound achievements. Those aspiring to greatness must be prepared to sacrifice greatly. Vision and ideals. The dreamers are the saviors of the world. As the visible world is sustained by the invisible, so men, through all their trials and sins and sordid vocations, are nourished by the beautiful visions of their solitary dreamers. Humanity cannot forget its dreamers. It cannot let their ideals fade and die. It lives in them. It knows them as the realities which it shall one day see and know. Composer, sculptor, painter, poet, prophet, sage. These are the makers of the afterworld, the architects of heaven. The world is beautiful because they have lived. Without them, laboring humanity would perish. He who cherishes a beautiful vision, a lofty ideal in his heart, will one day realize it. Columbus cherished a vision of another world, and he discovered it. Copernicus fostered the vision of a multiplicity of worlds and a wider universe, and he revealed it. Buddha beheld the vision of a spiritual world of stainless beauty and perfect peace, and he entered into it. Cherish your visions. Cherish your ideals. Cherish the music that stirs in your heart, the beauty that forms in your mind, the loveliness that drapes your purest thoughts, for out of them will grow all delightful conditions, all heavenly environment. Of these, if you but remain true to them, your world will at last be built. To desire is to obtain, to aspire is to achieve. Man's basest desires should not receive full gratification, while his purest aspirations starve for lack of sustenance. Such a condition is not the law. Ask and receive. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall at last unveil. The greatest achievement was once a dream. Dreams are the seeds of realities. Your circumstances may be challenging, but aligning with your ideal will lead to transformation. Your thoughts shape your reality. Your vision and ideal mold your future. Youth hard-pressed by adversity can transcend limitations through envisioning intelligence, refinement, and beauty, thus outgrowing restrictive environments. By nurturing latent abilities and pursuing opportunities, transformation can take place. The power of thought dictates outcomes. Earnest effort and focused thoughts shape destinies. Sacrifice and perseverance pave the way for success and fulfillment. In human affairs, results are proportionate to effort. There is no chance. Gifts, material possessions, intellectual growth, all are fruits of determined effort and realized visions. The vision and ideal you hold sacred will shape your existence and guide your journey. Serenity. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and a more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operations of thought. A man becomes calm in the measure that he understands himself as a thought-evolved being. Such knowledge necessitates understanding others as the result of thought. As one develops right understanding and sees the internal relations of things through cause and effect, they cease to fret, worry, or grieve, remaining poised, steadfast, and serene. The calm man, having mastered self-governance, adapts well to others. They revere his spiritual strength, feeling they can learn from and rely upon him. Success, influence, and the power for good increase with tranquility. People prefer dealing with those displaying equanimity and self-control. The tranquil, strong man is cherished and respected, akin to a shade-giving tree in a dry land or a sheltering rock in a storm. Serenity, that exquisite poise of character, trumps mere money-seeking, residing in the ocean of truth, beyond life's tempests, in the eternal calm. Many sour their lives with explosive tempers, ruining sweetness and beauty. Lack of self-control often leads to a ruined life, an unhappy existence. Few exhibit well-balanced characters with the serene poise of a refined individual. Humanity often struggles with uncontrolled emotions, yet the wise, with purified and controlled thoughts, command the storms of the soul. Amid life's turmoil, the isles of blessedness and the shores of ideals await those who maintain self-control. Right thought and calmness. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Whisper to your heart, peace, be still. How do your thoughts shape your character? Reflect on the idea that a man is literally what he thinks. How have your dominant thoughts influenced your character and actions over time? What role do your thoughts play in your circumstances? Consider the concept that your outer circumstances are a reflection of your inner state. How have your thoughts led to the conditions you currently find yourself in, both positive and negative? Cultivate a thought garden. Much like how a gardener tends to their plants, start tending to your thoughts. Spend a few minutes each day identifying and weeding out negative or unproductive thoughts. Replace them with positive, goal-oriented ones. Track your progress in a journal. Develop a personal accountability chart. Create a chart listing your key responsibilities and set clear, actionable goals with deadlines. Review your progress each week and adjust your plans as needed. This will help you stay focused and measure your growth. Implement a daily self-reflection routine. Spend 15 minutes each day reflecting on your actions and decisions. Ask yourself if your thoughts and actions aligned with your goals and values. Identify areas for improvement and make small, consistent changes to better yourself. Journaling prompt. Write about a time when your thoughts directly influenced a major life decision. What was the outcome? How did this experience shape your understanding of the power of thought? Goal-setting activity. Identify a significant goal related to your personal growth or career. Break it down into smaller, achievable tasks with deadlines. Use a planner or app to track your progress and celebrate small victories along the way. Vision board creation. Gather magazines, printouts, or draw images that represent your goals and aspirations. Create a vision board that visually represents what you aim to achieve. Place it somewhere you'll see daily as a constant reminder to keep your thoughts focused on your goals. Next steps. A. Get free classic self-help books. Discover timeless wisdom at mattsanti.com. Explore free classic self-help books with practical workbooks. No signups or hidden fees. Pure, invaluable content at your fingertips. Explore the blog and videos. For more personal growth insights and tips, visit our blog and watch our videos. The blog offers daily in-depth articles on productivity, emotional well-being, giving you the tools for a fulfilling life. Prioritize your life. Elevate your self-improvement journey with our Prioritization Accelerator video course. Identify what matters, streamline your routine, and focus on key goals. Learn practical strategies to transform time and energy management. Subscribe to the newsletter. Stay up to date with the latest resources, training, and expert advice by subscribing to our weekly newsletter. Get exclusive content like new book releases, webinar invites, and special offers for continuous life optimization. Ready to embark on your journey toward personal growth and success? Visit mattsanti.com today to get started.